Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny, will enliven you to break through stagnation and procrastination to fulfill your life's destiny. Joseph Gabby is a natural medium and will share his gifts live, on air, with you to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing. This hit call-in show brings positive vibes to enter directly or indirectly to your subconscious as a catalyst to release your old beliefs that no longer work for you. Are you ready for a new and brighter future? Joseph will cover many areas of healing to clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness. This show will be the lighthouse to bring the awareness needed for incredible change. Now, here is your host, Joseph Gabby.
Hello, everyone. I'm Joseph Gabby, and you are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us empower you to live the life you were meant to be by consciously living your destiny. Each week on the Joseph Gabby Show, I will share with you all the tools I accumulated in my 20 years' experiences. I speak on topics ranging from relationships to the law of attraction to life purpose and past histories. My new healing program, Find Your Authenticity, Authentic Peace with the Past and Live with Purpose, will start on April 3rd to put an end for your healing trauma, stop the wrong attraction, and live with purpose. We will have some of the most gifted guests, speakers, authors, bringing you the tools you need to embark on your journey to create your legacy and live with purpose. You can reach me at blueprintofyoursoul.com. You can check my numerology specials, and you can also download the free chapter of my book and in the excerpt page. And you can connect also if you're interested in the healing program that starts on April 3rd on blueprintofyoursoul.com. My guest today is Mike Robbins. Our topics today is the importance and challenges of authenticity in love relationships. Mike Robbins is the author of two books, Focus the Good Stuff and Be Yourself, Everyone Else is Already Taken, which has been translated into 12 different languages. As an expert of teamwork, emotional intelligence, and the power of appreciation and authenticity, Mike delivers keynote addresses and customized seminars that empower people, teams, organizations to work together effectively and be more successful. He has inspired tens of thousands of people around the world to reach new levels of awareness and productivity, both personally and professionally. Through his speeches, seminars, and writings, Mike teaches people important techniques that allow them to be more grateful, appreciative, and authentic with others and themselves. He has been featured on ABC News, the Oprah Radio Network, in Forbes, and the Washington Post, and many others. He is a regular contributor to Oprah.com and the Huffington Post. Mike was also the host of his own radio show in 2009 and 2010, Let's Get Real, on Energy Talk Radio. Now, before we get started, and I want to share the call number with you all, today Mike and I would love to connect with you. The number to call is 1-800-930-2819. If you have any question for me or Mike, we'll be happy to answer it. And you can also go through the instant feedback on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. Now, Mike Robbins, welcome to the Joseph Gabby Show. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Joseph. Thanks for having me.
Great pleasure to have you. I really enjoyed reading your book. It's very interesting. And authenticity is something I am interested personally for me, and what I also sometimes tap into teaching it now, of we need to be authentic. Now, yeah. When you say authentic, what do you mean specifically? Because many people confuse it with other terms, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting because as I travel around the country, primarily here in the U.S., but other parts of the world as well, to speak about authenticity, I always start with the question of, you know, what does authenticity mean to you? And people say a lot of different things, you know, real and genuine and honest and, you know, unique. I mean, so I think there's a lot of different definitions of it. We can look it up in the, you know, in the dictionary or online, dictionary.com. And really just what I believe is that authenticity, you know, there's a couple of general tenets to it, but it's kind of a unique process. I mean, it really is about genuineness. It's about transparency. And fundamentally, the way that I understand it and teach it, and, you know, you've read my book, Be Yourself, Everyone Else Is Already Taken, it's really about vulnerability. Mm-hmm. But the reality of it is that, you know, it's an evolving process for each of us, and it is somewhat unique, so that my version, if you will, of authenticity is a little different than yours, is a little different than the people listening to us. And as we go through our lives and we grow and develop, what we understand to be our authentic self actually does evolve and change just as we do as human beings.
Mm-hmm. And so why is it hard for people to be authentic in our culture?
Well, I think there's a lot of reasons. I mean, I go into this quite a bit in the first couple chapters of my book about it. And I think there's both cultural reasons and then there's personal reasons. So, you know, culturally it depends. And it depends on where we're from. Like, remind me again, just where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Lebanon.
From Lebanon. So I would imagine, again, I've never been to Lebanon. I would imagine in Lebanon there's different challenges and pressures and things going on culturally than, say, there are here in California where I live.
Oh,
and
definitely.
That being said, and, you know, even people listening to us throughout the United States or around the world, there's different cultural norms that we have, whatever they are. And this isn't to blame culture and society, but we all get, you know, birthed into, born into a culture of a family, a culture of a, you know, race and ethnicity culture, also a culture of wherever we live. And that being said, you know, there's certain things that we get taught by our culture around us. You know, even in school, I was actually this morning, my youngest daughter, who's 4, in preschool, they did a little celebration for, it's not her birthday, but she has a birthday in the summer, so they do it randomly for the summer birthdays. And, you know, just watching her little preschool teacher and, you know, the rules and how you're supposed to be in school and they want to keep the kids in order, there's a culture there, so the kids learn, and we all learn at a very young age what we're supposed to do and not supposed to do, what we're supposed to say and not say. And sometimes it's conducive for us to be ourselves and express ourselves. Most often it's not. And so we get indoctrinated to some degree early on by the culture of our family and the culture around us, which a lot of times makes it difficult or challenging to be authentic. I mean, just to use the school example this morning, one of the little boys in my daughter's class came to school and he was very upset this morning, but they were doing, you know, this special ceremony for my daughter's birthday. And so the teacher actually asked the father of the young boy who was very upset, could you stay with him outside until he calms down, right? Wanting to make sure he was taken care of, but also not wanting to have that impact the little thing they were doing in the class. And so that little boy stayed outside with his father for a while until he calmed down, and then he came in. You know, I mean, again, that's part of what they got to figure out how to do to make sure class works. But what ends up happening for us as children, and then ultimately as we grow into adults, is that we start to learn different things and internalize different beliefs about how we're supposed to be and how we're not supposed to be. And a lot of times, again, those things aren't necessarily conducive for us being our authentic selves.
And before we're gonna go into the break in a short bit, but before we go to the break, if somebody wants to work with you, how they can reach you?
The best way to reach me is through my website, which is mike-robbins.com, and they can get in touch with me that way and, you know, get familiar with all the work that I do.
And if somebody wants to work with you, which capacity do you work with, individual or companies even?
You know, most of the work that I do, Joseph, these days is organizations bring me in to speak. So I do a lot of keynote speaking at conferences and meetings and gatherings. Some organizations will bring me in to work with smaller groups who maybe are having some challenges or wanting to communicate more effectively, build more authentic relationships. And from time to time, not very much anymore, just based on my schedule, I do a little bit of one-on-one work with some of the people who've read my books or are interested in connecting with me directly. But it's mostly speaking these days.
Okay. And our topic today was going to be about the authenticity into love relationships.
Yeah.
Now, from my perspective for that, the way I look at it, before we get into the love relationship, do we need to be authentic ourselves first?
Absolutely. I mean, look, the first principle of the 5 principles I talk about in Be Yourself, Everyone Else Is Already Taken, as you know, is about knowing yourself. Mm-hmm. And so our own self-awareness, our own, you know, ability or at times inability to be authentic ourselves and know what's true for us, it's fundamental to all our relationships, particularly love relationships. Because at some level, here's my belief. Like, my wife and I have been together for 12 and a half years. We've been married for almost 8. Marriage and love relationships are relatively easy. The hard part is dealing with ourselves. It's not dealing with our partner. It's really dealing with ourselves in relationship to our partner. All of our beliefs and ideas and all of our fears and insecurities and everything that comes up for us when we're in relationship with another, particularly when it's a love, intimate relationship, it's the stuff that gets triggered within us. So dealing with ourselves is as important, if not more important, than dealing with our partner. Absolutely.
Yeah, this is what I realize because I teach that into my numerology when I do the relationship event. And because relationship is not about other people in our lives. It's basically the most fundamental for me personally is your relationship with yourself. And and if you want to bring your baggages to the relationship, that relationship is not going to work out anyway. So, you know, if you cannot bring all the baggages of all what you haven't dealt with in life and to try to figure them out within the relationship because it won't succeed. I mean,
absolutely.
Because it doesn't, you know, it doesn't work. You know, this is where I found it interesting to talk about the love relationship in here, because I found it is more aligned with where people are having problems these days, and this is where they're missing somewhere somehow, and they're always trying to find somebody in other person in order to fulfill what's missing in them, and this is where I look at it from a numerology point of view, and I'll take it from those angles. Now, we're going to go for a short break. If you need, like to give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. And, you are at the Joseph Gabby Show. And today we have Mike Robbins, and we're talking today about the, importance and challenges of authenticity in love relationships. And, after the break, we're going to ask Mike to give us the 5 principles of authenticity from his book and how he explained it briefly for us. So we'll be right back after the short break.
If you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions, the hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861 or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
You are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny, and my guest today is Mike Robbins. Mike, you lay out in your book the five principles of authenticity. Can you explain briefly about them?
Absolutely. Well, the first one I was alluding to prior to the break is know yourself. And that's really, look, I mean, you and I both know this, obviously, Joseph, so does just about everybody listening to us. I mean, that's a lifelong process for us to more deeply understand ourselves and, you know, just evolve more into that place of knowing. And, you know, it's about self-awareness. It's about telling the truth to ourselves. And, you know, that's where all authenticity begins. That's where all growth begins. So that's really the first principle. The second principle, and I know this is probably a lot of the work that you do with people, is about transforming your fear. Mm-hmm. And you know, my belief on fear and what I talk about a lot in the book is that, you know, fear in and of itself isn't a problem. It's like any other emotion. Emotions are just energy. We can move through them. The bigger problem with most emotions is that we don't actually allow ourselves to feel them, because most human emotions, ones we consider positive and ones we consider negative, positive as long as we experience them, as long as we allow ourselves to actually feel the emotion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so with fear, it's really a matter of actually just feeling the fear and moving through it. A lot of times, you know, a lot of the things that we do in life are about resisting the fear, about ignoring the fear, about denying the fear, pretending we're not, and then doing certain things in life so as to mask it. You know, a lot of addictions ultimately are to mask a lot of emotions, but primarily fear. So what I talk about in this particular chapter is about embracing fear so that we're not running away from it and we're actually leaning into it and then ultimately moving through it. Because as we all know in life, I mean, what it takes ultimately to, as you like to talk about, live your destiny, what it takes to be bold and to really make things happen in life, what it takes a lot of times to be in love relationships that we really want, is we have to at some level, either somewhat or significantly, confront some of our fears. And so it's really about transforming the energy of fear more into the energy of love and embracing it. So that's the second principle. The third one is about expressing yourself. So mm-hmm. It's really about being willing to speak up, being willing to share openly, vulnerably, honestly. You know, it's about being able to engage in conflict sometimes. It's about being able to, you know, again, we're here today talking about authenticity in the context of love relationships. Are we willing to ask for the things that we want? Are we willing to, you know, be vulnerable and intimate with our partner? Sometimes it's around expressing something really positive. Sometimes it may be around expressing something that's negative. You know, both of those things are often judgments. But either way, do we express ourselves? Do we actually speak up? You know, the fourth principle, I sort of was alluding to it before, it's very much related to the second principle. It's about being bold. And boldness, again, it takes a lot of different forms. You know, sometimes being bold is like going after some big, huge goal that we want to accomplish, but sometimes it's literally just saying no. You know, our partner asks us to do something, or our boss asks us or something, and we're just, you know what, no, I'm not interested in that. Or a friend that really needs our help, it's not out of being selfish, but like my truth is no, or going to ask for something, you know, can be really bold for, you know, I mean, again, in a love relationship, you've been married for a long time, you know, asking for what you want from your partner, asking for them to do something for you, knowing that they might say no, and that could potentially hurt your feelings, but, you know, that's an aspect of it. So that's the fourth principle. And then the final one has to do with celebrating yourself, which is really about, you know, celebrating who you are. Not being perfect, not, you know, somehow getting rid of every flaw, but just really embracing, accepting, appreciating, and ultimately loving ourselves in a genuine way. Because most of the reason why authenticity is difficult is because at some level, consciously or unconsciously, people will think or say to themselves, I will be myself once I fix myself, once I change myself, once I alter myself in a more positive way, because who I am and how I am right now isn't quite good enough yet, therefore I'm still trying to work on fixing and changing myself. So celebrating ourselves is really about moving out of an intense focus on self-improvement and more to an empowered place of self-acceptance, which ironically and paradoxically, and of course I know you know this and a lot of people listening know this, the more deeply we accept ourselves, the more consciously we can change in a positive way.
Definitely, because, and this is what, one of the reasons I'm using my new program, Find Your Authentic Peace with the Past and Live with Purpose, because we're stuck in the past sometimes and we're not moving anywhere near where we're supposed to be going. And then we start looking at our life at 70. What have I done in my life?
And,
but we don't need to leave it that way. We need to start getting to know ourselves, face our fear, and transform them, and speak your own, what's on your mind, because we keep doing things to please everybody else. And that's what we keep doing all our life, to keep peace eventually, just to make that peace settle down between everybody, not to offend anyone. But at the end of it, we're paying the price. So from your point, how can people learn to be more real in their life?
How can they? Well, I think, you know, there's a couple things. I mean, I think the first thing that we got to do is confront the places and the ways and the reasons why maybe we're not from a judgmental perspective, but, you know, from the place of, wow, it's difficult for me to be authentic in this particular area with this particular relationship, you know, not to blame anything from the past, but to start to really take an honest look and take some inventory of, you know, how authentic am I able or willing to be? Right. And that's why, again, I spend the first third of the book talking about what makes it difficult or challenging to be authentic. You know, we talked a little bit about this before the break, but there's the cultural reasons, but there's also the personal reasons. What am I afraid of? Mm-hmm. Oh, if I really say this, if I really do this, what might the consequence be? What am I worried some bad thing will happen? You know, and start to really confront that. You know, I remember recently I was doing a workshop on authenticity and we're talking about it and this guy stands up and he says, wait a minute, hold on a second, Mike, you can't just go around being authentic all the time. And I said, okay, well, and he was like upset, right? I said, well, why not? And he said, well, because there's consequences to that. And I said, you're right, there are. And I said, look, there's consequences to everything in life. I said, but, and I asked him a question. I said, now take a look at the relationships in your life. I said, are you dealing with the consequence, quote unquote, of being too authentic? Or is it often the other way around? Like where there's an issue, a problem, a challenge, usually it's a function of us being not fully authentic, not fully expressing ourselves or being ourselves. It's not a function of, oh, I'm just being too authentic and then, you know. So the reality of it is how we can start to be more authentic is, again, first start to just tell the truth. The second thing is to look around in the environments in which we're in, and not in any way to blame or judge other people, but to actually start to ask ourselves the question, are the environments that I'm in conducive for me? Do they feel safe for me to be authentic? See, the thing about authenticity, it's a bit of a paradox. For us to be authentic, we got to feel safe, which means I feel safe with you. There's a certain amount of trust. I feel like I can be myself, and it's going to be okay, right? The paradox is this, that it takes safety for authenticity to exist, but the more authentic we're willing to be, the more safety we create. So it's kind of one of those, which comes first, the chicken or the egg thing in this regard.
Yeah.
So a lot of times it has to do with, are we willing to create that safety? Look at the environment, take some inventory to how safe we feel, or the relationship. But then the other piece of it is, are we willing to go first? See, a lot of times, like I'll admit this for myself, let's say we're in a group of people. Sometimes I have my own hesitance to be the first one to go. Like, I want to go. I want to open the conversation. I want to really get real. But, man, you know, oh, am I going to go first? I'll be really good at going second. You know, someone goes first and then I'll dive right in with them. But sometimes what it takes in life for us really to have the kind of relationships and the kind of environments that we want is we got to be willing to jump in the pool first and have faith that other people will jump in after. But there's no guarantee. Right? And it's not, by the way, it's also not a guarantee. Like, people have stories and they tell me, well, I was authentic with my partner, or I was authentic with my boss or my mother-in-law or my friend, and this happened and it hurt their feelings, or they got really upset, and I always say, look, it's not a guarantee. You know, and being authentic and being real, like, we have to be willing to deal with the consequence of it. And sometimes initially the conversation or the nature of the interaction can get pretty intense at first.
Yeah.
Right, so that's what can happen. Look, the path of least resistance is to lie and be phony and to, like, spin it in a way that's going to work out best for us. But I don't know about you, but I don't really want to live that way, nor do most of the people that I know. It takes a lot of energy and creates a lot of stress when we do things that way.
And for nothing. And technically speaking, the way I see it from my perspective and the way I'm teaching it also, in a sense, people are afraid to get out from their comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
And their comfort zone is affecting their authenticity in a big way. And
absolutely,
they become more phony with it. They become more superficial in doing everything. But the most important why people are happy in their comfort zone, from my perspective, is they are afraid of the unknown.
Yep.
What's out there? And this is where they're not able to relate where things are coming from. And if I change, if I became more authentic, if I became more vulnerable, and what's going to happen to me? What's going to happen to my surrounding? What's going to happen to everything? We do have a lot of comments between you and me in the way we look at it, but from a different perspective, of course. But I found it very interesting, that you're, focusing on that, and you're having a great message anyway to portray. When we come back after our break, I'm going to ask Mike about the couple, how to bring authenticity into a love relationship and how they can be more real with that. So stay tuned after a short message. We'll be right back.
To the Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out
more about Joseph and how to discover the power of Blueprint Numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Join Deborah Diane's live clearing teleconferences to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, so every call is unique to that particular group. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing benefiting everyone on the call. To register for a teleconference, go to ConsciousTreePatterning.com and click on the Register tab to reserve your space in the next call.
You're listening to the Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny. My guest today is Mike Robbins. And Mike, before the break, we're going to be touching now a little bit on the relationship. What can couples do to bring more authenticity into their relationship?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. First of all, it takes a certain commitment on both people's parts. But it can be driven or sort of led initially by one person, right? Because you can't control your partner, but, you know, we can influence one another. And if we shift, ultimately our relationship's going to shift. Ideally, it's best if both people are engaged in the process. I'm a big believer. My wife, like I said a while back, my wife and I have been together for 12 and a half years. And over the 12 and a half years, we've seen a number of different counselors and coaches and people that have helped sort of intervene and facilitate with us. Because even though, you know, my wife's a coach, she's a hypnotherapist, she speaks and leads workshops herself. She spends a lot of her time these days, especially with our 7 and 4 year old daughters. But, you know, my wife and I, we've done a lot of personal growth, spiritual work, and it's easy for us to get entangled into our own emotional stuff if we don't have someone else to intervene. So I'm a big believer in the importance of having someone to work with. It doesn't have to be a traditional marriage and family counselor per se, but you want it to be someone that you trust. Just last night, in fact, my wife and I sat and had a great conversation with one of my older sisters just about an issue we've been dealing with in our marriage and our life, and we trust my sister, and we just sort of bounced it off her, and the three of us had a great conversation. So I think a lot of it is a willingness. I mean, the second thing to do, and this is one of the things that I put in my book, Be Yourself, Everyone Else Has Already Taken, are certain practices, simple practices that you can do, ways to listen to each other. You know, one thing that couples have a tendency to do at times, especially when things get a little disconnected or they get frustrated, is to actually not listen to each other. So a very simple technique that people can use, and Michelle and I use this one at times, especially because I tend to talk more than she does, is that you take a timer, and one person has the timer, and basically they get to talk for a certain amount of time, and the other person's job is to just listen, or vice versa. You know, there's another technique that I talk about in Be Yourself, Everyone Else Has Already Taken, which is a technique that Michelle and I learned from a counselor years ago called clearing withholds, which basically just means it's a communication practice that you use. And, you know, one person, here's kind of how it would go. You'd say to your partner, you know, there's something I've withheld from you, meaning some withheld communication. And your partner would say back to you, okay, would you like to tell me? And then you say yes. And then you say whatever it is. And your partner's job is to just hear it and say thank you. Not respond, not react, not question, defend. And it could be anything from as simple as, you know, I noticed that you left the toothpaste out in the bathroom and I got upset, to something more significant, like, gosh, I really wish we'd have more time to be intimate with each other. So, you know, anything. I mean, it's really anything can be spoken about, in that you kind of create a sacred container. We're going to talk about things that we've been afraid to talk about. We're going to bring them up in a way that's safe. And usually when I do it with my wife, or I, you know, sort of facilitate it with other people, you go back and forth with the withheld communication, just saying what you need to say, saying thank you. And then when you get done with the whole process, you might stop and say, is there anything that we want to talk about that came up? And a lot of times what I find in my own personal experience of doing this is that the act of withholding the communication, whatever it is, however big or small the thing is we're not saying, just by speaking it out loud, clears some of the space to begin with. And a lot of times, there's not much more to say about it once we share it. Now, there may be certain things, wow, that one really hurt my feelings, or that one I'm curious about or confused about, can we talk more about it? But the idea is to open up the lines of communication. And the thing that I would say primarily, Joseph, as it relates to creating a deeper level of authenticity in your relationship is this, is to take the word ship off the end of relationship and really just have it be about relating. You can't really have a quote-unquote authentic relationship like an entity. What you can have is authentic relating in the moment. So my wife and I have the level of authenticity we have in the moment. Anyone and their partner has that level of authenticity in the moment. It's about, am I being real and open and vulnerable and available right now? Because that's where authenticity exists, is in the present moment. It doesn't exist in the past or in the future, and it's not as though it's a tenet of the relationship, although that can be an ideal or a value that you have in your love relationship. But the question we always have to ask ourselves and the challenge is, can I be real right now? What am I feeling? What's going on in this moment? And that's where authenticity lives in relationships.
And that's true. And I mean, it's easy to distract ourselves and go off the guard in the relationship. It can be very easy. And this is why I always advise, don't bring your baggage to any relationship, because your baggage doesn't belong there anyway.
Right.
It's not your partner is going to solve your problem, you know.
Yes.
And if you're expecting your partner to make you happy, no, you need to make yourself happy first, you know.
Absolutely.
You have to start it with yourself. It's back to your first know yourself, you know, your first point, you know, to get to know yourself in the best way possible. So, Mike, what inspired you to write a book on authenticity?
Well, you know, my first book, Focus on the Good Stuff, was all about appreciation, gratitude. That's what a lot of my work had been about up to that point and continues to be. That's a big focus of my own personal life and my personal work as well as professionally. And you know, as I was traveling around speaking a lot about appreciation and then just kind of looking into my own life, I mean, the way that I usually choose what to write about, whether it's a book, you know, the two books I've written or any of my blog posts or articles or things that I'm interested in teaching, I always start with, what am I struggling with in my own life, or what's challenging for me? What am I interested in my own life? And what am I hearing from people around me that seems to be both challenging and important? And authenticity would continue to come up, because one of the elements that was so fundamental to my work and continues to be my work on appreciation and gratitude is that for appreciation of another person or even of ourselves to really have weight and have merit and have impact, it's got to be real, right? And that the other side of things, because I talk a lot about and work a lot on relationships in terms of bringing a sense of appreciation into the relationship, whether it's a group of people working together as a team, whether it's couples and partners as we're talking about here today. But the thing that often happens is that authenticity and appreciation are directly linked. That the more appreciation that I feel for someone, the more appreciation that exists in my relationship with someone, the more safety there is for me to be authentic, because we already have that foundation of that background of appreciation. So it just sort of felt to me like the other side of the same coin, and I really wanted to delve into it. I also found that it's something from the time I was really little I've been really drawn to, had a passion for, and at times, depending on the situation or the person or whatnot, it would be challenging for me. And as I talked to more and more people, I realized most people really want to have authentic relationships. They want to have, you know, the confidence to be themselves and really go for things in life. And, you know, depending on the nature of our personality and a variety of other factors, sometimes that's easier said than done. So I felt like I wanted to, you know, write a book to talk about that.
That's interesting, because I mean, it is always hard to be authentic for many people, and the bigger factor is basically whatever in the issues that they've been surrounding themselves with, and they're having a hard time to let go of them. And this is where it comes back into that point at the end of the day. So if somebody needs to reach you again, Mike, website you want to give them?
The best place to find me is at my website, which is mike-robbins.com. That's mike-robbins.com.
All right. So, Mike, you expressed your interest of doing some numerology for you.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. So we're going to start a little bit now before we go to the break, and then we will catch it up after the break. And so from your birthday that I got from you, I have it's on your Facebook. Eventually, I got it. Your destiny is 30/3. So you have a double three. it's really when it started in the younger age, and you'd want to end up with a three at the end of life. So three basically is a very important vibration for you. Now, without knowing, Mike, you're supposed to have an easy growing up childhood. If it didn't work that way because of interference from family, from religion, from culture, you have 33 years in the beginning to fix that. So it is important to fix everything, all the issues that has dealt from the childhood and growing on your own, that you need to deal with them as soon as possible, because you're supposed to be happy. And if you're not happy, you cannot make anybody on earth happy. Let's put it that way. And that's the bottom line of your character and of your own vibration, because you're very sociable. You love, you're magical, you're inspirational when you are in your positive side of it. You're fun to be around, very friendly, sympathetic, welcoming, enthusiastic, charming. You love to talk. You love to hear yourself talking. You like to be entertained, being entertained. It is about the joy of life. You can be very good communicator. You can be very good, you can communicate well with this side in life, and you can connect well with the other side if you put mind into it, if you're not afraid of that. Now, you can be very good, strong salesperson also, because you love to talk. That's where your characteristic of your vibration. The negative side is important for you, and this is where you need to, you know, anything that happened in a childhood has to go. You cannot allow it to stay because you don't need it anyway. It's killing out of your time, out of your essence for nothing. Now, in the younger age, you might have lots of self-doubt, scattering your energies all over the place, never finishing projects at hand, being unforgiving sometimes or critical, but also criticizing others or lack of directions, or feeling depressed at times, or disappointed or secretive. But the biggest lesson that you were supposed to learn at that vibration, at that time, is simply how well you express your own emotions. And because it can take you 2 seconds to change the subject anytime you don't want to speak about your own emotions. And and I think now what you're compensating that is by expressing yourself through your books. And this is what's bringing you more into the alignment from that perspective. Anyway, after the break, we will continue from that, and I will do a little bit of comparison between you and your wife a little bit when we come back after this short break.
All right, good.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Desilly is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
You're listening to the Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny. And we have Mike Robbins with us, and we were doing some numbers on Mike, and find out during the break, that Mike's name is Michael. And that he's completely has to personally change it because Michael is a master number. So Mike, you're coming from a very old soul.
Yes.
And
thank you.
If you want to come back into that and connect properly with your soul, you can save lots of headaches for you. Because technically speaking, without using Michael, you're cutting out your 8 vibration from your name. And 8 is about money, power, and achieving recognition. Okay, you might achieve some recognition already, but you didn't get all your power. Because, because that's gonna conflict into your life, that you might feel that, you might feel unconsciously that there was some abuse of power in a past lifetime. And that's going to bring you more question marks. Do I go all the way? Do I settle down in here? I'm comfortable here now. But you're coming with a Michael. With Michael is a 33-6, which is a master number and a teacher of all teachers. And you can bring back your 8 and your 3. And your 3 is important because it is part of your destiny. And and you're very gifted anyway, because you have gifts all over the place with you, because first you have Michael, second you have, you're born on the 7, and third you're 30/3 as a destiny, you have the 0. So, so if you think you're busy, you haven't started yet. Seriously. And I'm serious about that.
Okay.
If you think you attained something, you haven't started yet. But this is where you need to, you can take yourself and connect well with your soul power and start taking it to the level that you want to take it and be happy with that and live your fullest instead of living. I'm okay now. I'm recognized as I help 10,000 people, 100,000 of people, but you can help millions of people that the 30C can bring to you and can take completely different ball game, different road, different alternative, different ways of doing things. And you will start seeing when you start using Michael, you're going to have more openness, because with the 33, you're going to start looking to the bigger picture, the big picture of everything, you know.
Okay.
And I know what I'm talking about 33 because I am 33. I have that vibration myself. So when you start seeing from a bigger perspective, not from a narrow way of looking at it from a perspective. You're going to see the whole picture. And that's where it can make a big difference for you. And makes a lot of sense for you to start doing that in a good way. Because you're 7, you have lots of gifts with you. You need, the more you trust in yourself, the more you flourish. And the more you believe in a higher universe, the more you're going to do a great job. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Naturally, in nature, you're very lucky. You know, and luck follow you anywhere you go if you're positively working with that vibration and trusting more yourself. You love you're into spirituality. You're very intuitive. You love solitude at times, and you're always seeker of knowledge. You have lots of wisdom, and you need to bring your, you know, you can be very, very strong psychic and very strong medium even, but sometimes you might be staying in your dreams and you need to make those dreams reality.
Okay. And I like it.
You know, so it is from that perspective. Now let's talk a little bit, because we, our show today about relationship, let's talk from my perspective between you and Michelle, how you measure up. So you gave me your, her birthday, and from looking at her birthday and your birthday, what it comes to you for both of you from the emotional, physical aspect, living together, what's a vibration that you are going to be dealing on a regular basis is about six vibration, which six is about responsibility, is about family, is about health, is about balance. So your talk, you and her, is going to be in any of those four areas.
Yes.
And the six is about commitment. So if somebody is, a couple wants to be into a relationship, if they don't have a soulmate connection, this is their best alternative to have a six, because that's solid. That's solid, because six has a lot of weight. Six can make, has a lot of balance you need to bring to it. And the balance is balancing the male and female energy is very essential. And this is where it's a give and take with the six. There's no one way with the six. There's two ways. So this is where, with your six, and your six is coming basically on the physical, emotional. This is your physical life together. So, and that's powerful. So responsibility play a big, big role. Try not to be, to be too perfect, either one of you. because perfectionism doesn't work. We know it. It's, it's only an excuse for not doing what we need to do. So we could, it's not perfect yet. I cannot launch it. I cannot do this. I cannot write it yet. It's not perfect, but that's an excuse. So for not doing it. And the second good part with both of you that, you're connected on the mental level with the four vibration, and four vibration is about your life on this planet. So you go along in a conversation wise, you can get along very nicely, because four is about your stability on this life, your mental, emotional and spiritual stability is how to be organized, how to be, structured, how to be, devoted to whatever, cause or things you love to do, neat and tidy, come play here. But it, the four is about your life on this planet, is how you allow things to happen, allow between both of you, how it's about the relationship itself, it's about everything that goes on between both of you individually, and bring it collectively after. So you have two vibrations that very essential in, into a relationship that brings some stability in one side, and in the other side it brings you the responsibility and the family build up through commitment. So together it's fitting really nice. So it, it works nicely. And what you what you're going to be teaching each other from both all, that for each other, you're going to be teaching your, each other about the one is about the leadership individually together, to bring your leadership, the, your independence from each other, your confidence in each other, and to bring the positiveness always and the self-sufficient, self-reliant. As long as you get stopped just some time to time, that can be solved, because you have strong foundation on the bottom of it. So, make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. No, I appreciate that. I think, you know, I, two things. One, first of all, thank you for sharing that about me and about Michelle. And also, I just think, you know, as we were talking earlier, you know, for people listening to engage in working with somebody like you and, you know, a variety of other different ways for people to work, to take a look at ourselves and our relationships on various levels. But, you know, what you just shared is very both accurate and also enlightening, or illuminating, I should say, as it relates to my relationship with Michelle. So I appreciate that very much.
No problem. My pleasure. But it is a reality. This is how we can see, perceive relationship. And you can tell immediately if a relationship has a strong foundation or has a lack of foundation. And this is need to from both of you, you're blessed to have that, and also because we're coming to the end of the show, I'd like to take the opportunity to thank you for being a guest on my show, And like to have you again when you have your new book at one point.
Keep
me posted about that. And thank you for, and I would like to thank everybody who tuned in to the Joseph Gabby Show. Join me every week on Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Next week on the Joseph Gabby Show, my guest is Lise Bourbeau. And next after me is Elizabeth Coxon. Stay for her show and have a great week, everyone. And I'll see you back next week.
You've been listening to The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination, fulfill your life's destiny, and clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness. Get ready for a new and brighter future. Remember, our live call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.